RTS presents Nature Watch, a whole series of stories on Seychelles wildlife. Hello, good evening, and welcome once more to this program of Nature Watch. And at this very moment, whilst you are listening to this program, murderous animals are building traps in your garden. And tonight, Seychellois biologist Nimujivan Shah discusses the secret life of the Tito Tilate, one of the most well-known but also one of the most mysterious animals in Seychelles.
This morning, I noticed something astonishing outside my veranda. Small circular holes had appeared in the soil all along the length of the house. These were not caused by raindrops, since that part of the house is shaded. These were funnel-shaped holes that looked like they had been perfectly dug with some kind of instrument. On closer examination, however, I discovered the makers of these pits. Buried in the soil at the bottom of many of the holes were tiny creatures that moved only when something fell in. These tiny animals are what we call in Creole, Tito Tilate. However, it is the English name of ant lion that more appropriately describes these animals. Ant lions are so called because they are voracious predators of ants. Tito Tilate, or ant lions, are well known to virtually every child in this country. But few Seychellois know that they are insects and are predators of the first order, spending much of their lives trapping and eating ants. Ant lions are small, dull-coloured insects with arched bodies and formidable curved fangs. They build their conical or funnel-shaped pits to trap ants. The pits are commonly found under house eaves, rock ledges, and trees where the soil is fine-grained and protected from rain. Ant lions prefer areas that are sunny and well-frequented by ants. An ant lion starts a pit at night by burrowing in the soil with its tail. It then moves round and round in a spiral, tossing sand aside with jerks of its head. When the pit is deep enough, usually about 20 millimeters, the animal hides itself at the bottom. If an unwary ant walks over the edge of the hole and stumbles down, the ant lion grabs it immediately. If the ant slips only a little of the way down and tries to scramble out, a miniature volcano erupts at the bottom of the pit as the ant lion throws sand at the struggling victim. In the majority of cases I have observed, this bombardment of sand knocks the prey to the base of the pit. There, the ant lion grabs it in its huge jaws and drags it under the sand. It is hard for prey to pull away from the massive jaws. Furthermore, the ant lion's body is covered with stiff hairs which anchor it in the soil. Once the prey is firmly held, the ant lion injects it with a paralyzing fluid and sucks the soft parts out. The empty body of the ant is then tossed out of the pit. A single ant lion can eat several ants a day. If the site of the pit proves unprofitable with not enough prey, the ant lion seeks out a fresh spot at night and digs another hole. This is why an area may have so many pits with little trails in the sand connecting them. The antlion does not spend all its life murdering and pillaging, because at a point in its life, it has to grow up. Yes, the antlion or Chitochilate is actually not an adult insect, but a juvenile, a baby. This enfant terrible spends only a few weeks at the bottoms of pits murdering ants. It eventually grows into an adult that looks so different that the majority of Seychellois never connect the two. The adult has wings and looks vaguely like a damselfly or seagull. But unlike a seagull, it is a feeble flyer. It flies in the evenings and at nights, and is usually attracted to house lights. It spends most of its limited life trying to find a mate to reproduce. It has no Creole name. The animal we know as the Chitochi, a juvenile insect, is very different from the adult form. Unlike humans and other mammals which grow gradually, Chitochi and other insects pass through striking and different stages of development, a process known as metamorphosis. Metamorphosis refers to changes in shape and function from egg to adult. This is an evolutionary strategy that has been adopted by many animals, including insects and amphibians. Each stage in the life cycle has a different shape and function to enable the species to exploit different ecological niches and to concentrate on one important task at a time. For example, a caterpillar or senii is an eating machine, whereas the adult butterfly or moth is a sex machine that concentrates on mating and reproduction. Thus, the Chitochilate has special adaptations to enable it to dig pits and capture ants, while the adult has wings that allow it to search for mates and to lay eggs.